You have reached SportsBeatOK.com and are tuned into the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network. Welcome to 2017, and what a better way to start off the new year than at the Morrison Tournament. Your Warriors are up first this afternoon, and we'll play the host, Morrison. Let's get out to the gymnasium, and your announcer for today's game, Davies Van Poel.
Good afternoon, Warrior fans. This is Davies Van Poel, along with Grant Van Poel, the voices of the Ketchum Warriors. Welcome to the little high school basketball action this afternoon as we come to you from the big town of Morrison. If you're not familiar where that is, just a little bit north and west of Stillwater, about a 2.5-hour trip. Pre-game show brought to you today, as always, by Austin Brown State Farm Insurance in Veneta for all of your insurance needs. Austin Brown State Farm Insurance in Veneta. This is a pretty good tournament as far as quality of teams, at least on the boys' side. On the girls' side, Glencoe's in, who's just scored 93 against Woodland. So, obviously, there's a machine on the girls' side there in the Glencoe ladies, but we won't have to run into them unless we make it to the finals because they're on the other side of the bracket. We'll start off our men's action today playing Morrison, which we are a little bit familiar with. We played them last year here at the same tournament. If you remember the game that we scored over 100 points, that is the team, and they have graduated a couple of seniors. And just watching the warm-ups, sometimes we judge a book by a cover and we do good, and sometimes we judge a book by its cover and do bad. But look for more of the same of kind of what we had last year there, which might give Coach Banker a good opportunity to work out some rusty spots that we're having in transition with point guards and controlling the ball and whatnot. But everybody's healthy, ready to go. We don't have any injuries. Nobody is ineligible to play, so everybody ought to get a little piece of action today as we get ready to take on Morrison. And just to let you know, our Warriors will be wearing their black uniforms, my favorite ones, with the white and blue trim on it. Morrison's in white with red trim, as they are the home team. A couple of quick shout-outs, as always. We want to say hey to all of our military personnel that's listening. I know we got a few folks turning in this afternoon from the Oasis of Kuwait City, Kuwait, to say hi to the Oklahoma Army National Guard soldiers that just tuned in to listen to a little piece of home. I hope you have a fantastic day, and we wish you guys well. Also want to do some shout-outs to Florida, Georgia, and Topeka, Kansas, in Kansas City area as well. As always, thank you guys for tuning in and listening. Also want to do shout-outs to all of our civil servants, our police and fire and sheriff's deputies and all those folks, EMTs, paramedics. As always, we want you to know we appreciate you. We live a tough job there, and we just want to tell you how much we appreciate you. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you, the listener, for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed this afternoon. I'm going to guess, Grant, you can correct me if I'm wrong, we're going to start out clutched into overdrive going as fast as we can.
Oh, definitely, just by watching our warm-up.
Probably not even going to I don't know what the name of the play is we have where we try to get the dunk off the tip, but I'm going to say Coach Banker's called that one immediately. We've got about a minute till tip-off here, just to let you know where we're at, folks. And we tried that play three or four times last year, and it worked twice.
Well, yeah, half the time, and we've done it sometimes this year, and it worked once.
We've had it once, but it wasn't really a power dunk, so it doesn't really count there. So,
but we also have tried the one where Tego goes for the dunk, but then he throws it out to Jade Martin, who drains the three.
Three, right, yeah.
Which, in high school basketball, is just the same sometimes.
It isn't as fancy on the point, but you get more. So, hey, I'll take a three over a two anytime.
And Parker's jumping, so we have just as good a chance on getting the dunk.
Getting as anything. The Warriors are out on the court in the circle, ready to go. Morrison breaks their huddle. 8 minutes on the clock, and we are ready to go. There's the whistle. Official enters. He'll toss it up. It'll be controlled by the Warriors. Hunter Chandler has the ball. In the backcourt, he crosses half court, and we're on the way. He'll throw it to Miles Monacle. Back to Chandler. I think rather than first last names, I'm just going all first names today. Miles got the ball. Nice 360 turnaround shot. He missed, but that was a great post move. It's rebounded there by Morrison. Rupp is his name, number 5, their point guard. Dribble around the top of the key. Now he'll kick it over to Harmon.
Our defense is tight.
Yeah. Harmon kicks it off to Werenberg. He's got nowhere to go with it. He gives it to Neely. Almost all of them have touched it now. Back around to Werenberg. Back around to Rupp. Now to Womack. All five of them have touched it as Womack puts up the shot. He misses. Rebound Chandler. Or excuse me, Hunter.
He drives it down and puts it up. And
that puts the defense. That's a good job there by Hunter.
Where's this Hunter been?
I don't know.
Miles Monaco gets a steal. He's going to get to Tyler Goins. Parker Reisman, he thought about taking the three,
he's
but pulled
too
back.
Far out, wasn't he?
Tyler Goins' free throw line jumper.
In and out, no good. Monocle's going to get called as a...
Over the back.
Over the back there.
That was close.
6:35 on the clock, first quarter action. The Warriors are up 2-0.
He's just taller than that guy.
Womack brings the ball up. Kicks it down in the post to Harmon. Back to Neely. Now to Werenberg. Back to Ruff. Top of the key. Kick it over to Harmon. Back to Werenberg. He didn't have anywhere to go with it. He started tightly. Ruff will crank a long three. In and out. No good.
Looks like they're trying to live by a three, and that's
Jaden
not going
to happen.
Jaden
Martin with the rebound. He'll take it the other way. Picks it up his dribble.
What? What was that?
They must have called a travel or a walk.
Coach Banker doesn't seem too happy.
Yeah, pick your battles this early in the game. It's not not worth arguing. Womack's got the ball. He gets it to Werenberg. Down low to Neely. He's going to get called for the walk.
I didn't see it.
I think he just stutter-stepped his feet. Hunter brings the ball up.
He takes a three.
Off the back of the glass, no good. We're up with the rebound from Morrison to Neely. He'll put up the shot, no good. Rebound Jaden Martin, he heads the other way. Super fast, then puts on the brakes. Reisman, he'll take the long three. Boo!
Drains it.
Wow.
That was nice.
5 feet behind the line there. It's 5-0 Warriors. Womack brings the ball up. Now to Werenberg. Back to Neely. Back to Womack. To Rupp. He'll lose the ball out of bounds. It'll be turned over to the Warriors. 5 minutes left here in the first quarter. We've got a 5-0 lead. Hunter brings the ball up, but slows it down a bit. He just dribbled around top of the key. Now he'll pass it off to Jaden.
Looks like everyone's just switching in and out, trying to get Tyler Goins the screen.
Jaden takes a shot off the back of the glass. No good. Timeout, Warriors. We'll take our first timeout, too. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Catch'em Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
We have breaking news from Vanita, Oklahoma. Your State Farm agent, Austin Brown, has moved to a new location. You can now find his office and team of insurance experts at 3rd and Illinois, one block east of Clanton. Reports indicate you will receive the same great service at the new location, and their commitment to you is still the same. Repeating, Austin Brown's State Farm Insurance Office has moved to the Rock on the Top at 3rd and Illinois. If you need directions or help with your insurance coverages, give them a call, 918-256-6424.
Womack dribbles the ball, and he'll get hacked. Foul right there called on Jake Martin, I believe.
He did.
Rupp will take the ball out of bounds for the Morrison. A Morrison Wildcats, that is.
Walk! Oh, he called it.
Womack will walk about 3 steps. Our tight defense is preventing them from doing anything there.
This is the best I've seen us play defense.
Well, it helps when your opponent's not quite the athletes that some of the other teams we've played are.
Yes.
Hunter gets the ball to Miles. Back to Hunter. Tyler Goins in the post. Little ditch off to Jaden Martin. Layup.
Nice cut.
And it's good. 7-0 Catch'em Warriors. Womack brings the ball up. He's just dribbling around almost in the half-court circle. Now he'll kick it down underneath to Harmon, who puts up the shot. It's blocked by Monocle, and they're going to call the foul on Monocle only because he swatted down the ball. He came from behind.
Yeah.
Got a few substitutes fixing to come in for Morrison after this first shot.
I think he got him with his shoulder.
With body, yeah.
Charvampo comes in for Miles. I think that's just to keep him from talking to the
foul trail.
Yeah.
Because
that
second shot bounces around in. It's good. Masters and Kuhn come in for Morrison. Chandler gets the ball to Vanpool. Back to Chandler. Back to Vanpool, top of the key. Back to Reisman.
Trevor was wide open for the three, but I don't think he's going to take it.
I don't think Coach has given Trevor the green light to shoot a three.
And Hunter Chandler loses the ball.
Trying to dribble in ways that he's not capable of. Goins gets the block from behind on Neely, who was trying to put the layup in. Jaden Martin takes the other end in a hurry. He misses. Rebound, Vanpool. He'll put up the shot. It goes in, and he'll go to the line. .317 left to go here in the first quarter. We've got a 9-1 lead. Trevor on the line shooting one. Off the back of the glass, no good. Got a little full-court trap going here. And Ruff's going to lose the ball out of bounds. Vanpool will take it out. He throws it to Chandler. He'll head upfield.
Upfield.
Thinking football. Reisman with the ball. To Goins. Back to Reisman. Way out past the three-point line. Goins is going to drive in. Puts up about a 12-footer. No good off the front of the glass. Rebound Neely. Now to Womack. To Masters.
He got swatted.
To Kuhn, and Kuhn got swatted. Reisman gets the ball, heads the other way. Pulls up. Back to Chandler. Long three.
Oh, wow.
6 feet behind the line. He nails it.
That's at least. I think it was more than that.
12-1 your score. Masters comes back and cranks the shot. He misses. Here comes Reisman the other way. He'll take a three. No good. Rebound underneath the Vanpool. He'll go back up. And he makes
it. He puts it in. 14-1 now the score.
Yeah, we're starting to show our athleticism there.
Ryan Lewis set to come in.
Womack with the ball. Now back to Masters. To Kuhn. Top of the key. And we're going to get called for a walk there. Neely caught the ball, and he just had too much momentum going. Ryan Lewis comes in. Tyler Goins has a seat. 1:52 on the clock. First quarter action. We're up 14-1. Vanpool inbounds the ball to Chandler. He'll cross half court. Back to Vanpool. Back to Chandler. Reisman. Nice little patch down low to Ryan Lewis. He puts up the shot. Gets blocked by the rim. Masters gets the ball. Heads the other way. Now to Neely. Back to Masters. Back to Rupp. To Harmon, Womack, Neely, back to Rupp. Good ball movement from the Morrison Wildcats. Back to Kuhn. And a foul on the floor on Hunter Chandler.
I thought it was on Trevor because he reached.
I did too.
It was on Hunter, though.
Minute 13 to go here. First quarter action. 14-1 your score. Catch them with the lead. It'll be Morrison Eagles ball underneath their own goal. And they're going to lob it in. And a disaster there, but somehow or another they main control. Harmon's got the ball. To Womack. Back to Kuhn. Back to Harmon. He puts up the shot, and they've got their first field goal of the night. 14-3 is your score. Jaden Martin's going to launch a three off the front of the glass. No good. Ryan Lewis going to get called for over the back there.
I'd say they're calling a whole bunch of fouls, but they're calling them both ways.
Kuhn inbounds the ball to Womack. He crosses half court. Looks like Zach Farrar set to come in the game in just a minute. Masters cranks a three, misses. Rebound's going to go to Kuhn. Morrison will keep the ball on their end. He'll kick it back over to Womack. He walked, and they call it. 33.2 seconds to go here in the first quarter. It's 14-3. Could easily be about 30-3. Vanpool and Reisman will have a seat. Goins comes back in, and so does Zach Farrar.
Hold the ball for one shot. Get Zach in the corner, who drains the three.
I agree. Zach or Jaden, either one. Goins with the ball down low. Nice little pivot move. He gets the bucket, 16-3. 15 seconds to go. Masters with the ball. Tyler Goins swats it back at him. Stays out of bounds right there. 9 seconds to go. Morrison's ball almost in the corner underneath their goal. Womack will inbound. Close to 5 seconds. He gets the ball into Warrenburg. He'll drive in for a layup. And he makes it.
1 second.
And there's the buzzer. At the end of one in a very, what would we call, slow-paced game. 16-5, Ketchum Warriors are up. We'll be back for the second quarter. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
As Old Man Winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumberyard.
And we're back. Grant, give us a scoring recap.
Tyler Goins and Jaden Martin both have two. Parker Reisman has three. Trevor Vanpool has four. And Hunter Chandler has five.
16-5 as we open the second quarter. On the floor for the Warriors, you have Goins, Martin, Lewis, Farrar, and Chandler. Martin's going to get called for a cheap foul right there. I thought he stole the ball clean. He'll have a seat. I believe that's his second foul.
It is.
Reisman comes in for him. Neely with the ball now to Kuhn. Tyler Goins will steal that, showing his athleticism. Layup off the glass. No good. Left-handed tip by Hunter Chandler. It goes in. Scores 18-5. Warrenburg brings the ball up.
Over to Juan Masters. Back to number five, Rupp. To Harmon. Down low to Rupp. He's going to bring it back up top. Pass it over to Harmon at the top of the key. Over to Masters. Over to Rupp, who's wide open for a three. Misses. Ball's going to be hit out of bounds, and it's going to be Warriors' ball.
It's going to take a quick technical moment. Jay, let you know we're getting some texts from people that are saying it plays for about a minute and then repeats about 10 seconds and then jumps back forward. So it's looping or repeating itself, and I couldn't have time to type that. So just letting you know that's what we get several texts from people saying it's doing. Back to live action. Tyler Goins with the ball in the post, and he puts it up and in for two. 20-5 is your score. Warren Burg with the ball now to Rupp. He's out past the three-point line to Masters, who's going to crank a three, and he'll drain it. Make the score 20-8. Farrar inbounds the ball to Chandler. Chandler brings the ball up. He thought about a long three, changed his mind. Now to Farrar, back to Reisman. Back to Farrar. Gets the ball to Ryan Lewis in the post. There's a little banging going on there. Ryan's going to get called for over the back.
He did.
Man, that was almost football-like there. Ryan watched too much NFL and college football over the break. What sport he was playing there.
Ryan Lewis and Hunter Chandler will have a seat, and Miles Monacle and Jaden Martin come back in.
Warren Burg brings the ball up for the Morrison Wildcats. Crosses half court. He's at the three-point line. He'll kick the ball back out to Neely. Now to Kuhn. To Rupp. I thought he walked. Slipped there. Back to Masters. He thought about the three. Changed his mind. Picked up his dribble. Back to Kuhn. Awful good defense by the Ketchum Warriors. Warren Burg with the ball. Now to Rupp. They just don't have anything to go. Finally find Masters over here. He launches a three. No good. Rebound Jaden Martin. He'll head the other way in a hurry. Kicks the ball back to Parker Reisman. Tyler Goins in the post. Nice little post move from Tyler. Ball goes in. He's having a good game today. Good athletic move by Tyler. 5:06 to go here before half. It's 22-8. Warren Burg with the ball. Get the ball to Kuhn. Back to Masters. To Neely. Back to Warrenburg. He'll launch a three from behind his head. Boy, talk about an awkward shot there. It's no good. Ball goes out of bounds, though, off of Goins. It'll be the Morrison Wildcats ball underneath their own goal. 4:43 till half. Ketchum Warriors up 22-8. Ball thrown all the way into half court there to Warrenburg. Jaden's playing some tight defense. They're going to pop him with another foul. I mean, he's all over that guy. Now to Rupp, now to Warrenburg. Another crazy shot, but he makes it. Wow. That can't be a very high percentage, bringing the ball back behind your head to shoot. Reisman with the ball. He'll drive to the other end, puts up the shot. No good, but he's fouled, and he'll go to the line. 11-point lead for the Warriors at 22-11. Easily could be triple that. We obviously just not that we're not playing hard, but you can tell the coach is...
We've calmed down a little.
Yeah, we're not going to try to score 100 today. That's good sportsmanship, though. Reisman on the line. He misses the first one.
Trevor Vanpool comes in for Tyler Goins, and Hunter Chandler came in for Ryan Lewis. No, it was Zach Burr.
Reisman on the line for a second shot. Just let our listeners know that if you're still having trouble with looping or repeating, try closing out your browser and open it back up again.
Ball set out of bounds, and it's going to be Ketchum's ball at half court. Hunter Chandler's going to bring it down. It's Trevor Vanpool back to Hunter Chandler.
Long three from Chandler. He missed everything. Rebound on the backside, Miles. He'll put it right back in. Woo, Jaden Martin with a sweet steal. He puts the layup back in. They didn't even see him coming. Oh, Jaden's quicker than a cat when he wants to be. Man, that was a good defensive play followed by the layup there. We got a timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Thanks so much for listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
You already know that Artichoke Restaurant Langley serves outstanding steaks, chicken, and seafood. But did you know they cater? So when you are planning your party, reunion, wedding, or corporate event, give the Artichoke a call. 918-782-9855. Visit our cozy dining spot north of Langley on Highway 82. You will see why the Tulsa World has given the Artichoke a 4-star rating. Reservations are recommended and can be made on our website, theartichoke@grand.com, or by calling 918-782-9855.
to make your laundry chores a little easier, come check out our new commercial Speed Queen front load washers and dryers at Laundry Express, located in Langley and Bonita. The Laundry Express in Langley is located behind Grand Lake Fast Lube on Highway 82. And if you want to drop off your laundry and let us take care of it for you, visit our new location in Bonita at 456 North Wilson. Laundry Express is conveniently open 7 days a week. Laundry Express, a proud supporter of the Ketchum Warriors.
And we're back as Morrison will inbound the ball. Neely's got it to Masters. Masters back to Neely. Over to Harmon. He puts up shot. No good. Rebound Chandler. He heads the other way a little too fast. Finds Jaden Martin in the corner. Jaden dribbles in, passes off to Vanpool. He puts up the layup. Sweet little assist there. Jade's really got his game going. He's playing hard today.
Yes, he does.
He's a little quicker than I am.
Oh, just a little.
Neely with the ball for Morrison. Sitting out past the three-point line. We've got 3:12 to go in the first half, and we're up 29-11. Rupp with the ball. He'll drive in. Kicks it out to Neely for an eight-footer. It's good. Monaco inbound the ball. Chandler. He'll try to get it to Vanpool down low. Vanpool will get fouled. That's only the second foul against Morrison.
Third.
The third with seven against us, but a pretty clean game. Monaco inbounds to Reisman. He's wide open for a three. He'll take it. No good. Monaco with the rebound underneath. He spins around, puts it up, and it's good. Miles controlling that right side of the block down there. Makes it 31-13.
Block.
Masters with the ball. Now to Harmon.
Masters block.
Yes, he did. Harmon to Neely. He thought about a shot, guarded tightly. Back to Masters. He'll put up a 12-footer, partially blocked by Chandler. Rebound Reisman. He heads the other way. He'll crank a three. They're not going to guard him. He nails it. 34-13.
Seems like Parker's better at three when he just drives down to shoot. He's
he
not
sure is
set
when he doesn't think about it.
Yeah, when he's set up.
Goins and Farrar set to check in. Ball's underneath. Neely puts up a shot. No good. Rebound Vanpool. Outlet to Monaco. To Martin. He's all the way up to the other end. Drives in for a little layup. Off the side of the glass. No good. Minute 45 till halftime. It's 34-13. Ketchum Warriors. Rupp with the ball in the corner. Kicks it back out to Neely for the three. No good. Rebound's going to go to Monaco. Monaco will get it to Martin. Monaco back to Reisman over his head, and it'll go out of bounds.
And to get it over Parker's head, you got to throw it pretty high. He can jump.
He can jump a little higher than I can. Monaco and Martin have a seat. Farrar and Goins come back in. We've got Chandler, Reisman, Goins, Vanpool, and Farrar on the floor. Minute 20 to go till halftime. We're up 34-13. Masters will crank a long three. No good. Rebound there. It's going to go out of bounds off of Morrison. It'll be Ketchum's ball. Length of the floor to go. Vanpool will take the ball out to Chandler. Over to Farrar. He'll launch a three.
No good.
No good. Kuhn with the rebound. He gets it to Warrenburg. Down to Rupp in the corner. He thought about the shot. Tries to get it into the post. Stole by Vanpool to Chandler. He's at the top of the key. Great pass to Goins. He kicks it back out to Reisman. I thought Goins should have gone for the shot there. He gets the ball back anyway. A little four-foot layup for Tyler. It's good. Makes your score 38-13. Or 36-13, excuse me. Warrenburg with the balls. We're at 30 seconds to go till half.
Masters just tried to flop. Would have been pretty convincing, but nobody was around him.
Neely with the ball. Now out to Warrenburg. He'll put up about a six-footer. No good. Rebound Rupp. 15 seconds to go. Back to Warrenburg, top of the key. 10 seconds to go. Now the ball to Kuhn down in the corner to Neely. He'll crank the long three. It's good. 2 seconds to go. Now to Chandler. He'll throw it the length of the court. No good. That takes us to halftime where we're at a solid 20-point lead, 36-16. We'll be back in 2 minutes for a first half recap. Thank you so much for listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network on sportsbeatok.com.
At the Bank of Grove, we're committed to serving you. When you call during business hours, an actual person will answer the phone, courteously greet you, and assist you with your request. We believe some things cannot be replaced, and personal attention to you is one of them. So if you're looking for a bank with high interest checking, no penalty CDs, and free internet and mobile banking, call the Bank of Grove, 918-787-5900. The Bank of Grove. It's about relationships.
Get ready for the big game by stocking up on snacks and beverages at Buddy's Foods. Located in the heart of Ketchum on Highway 85. Buddy Foods is a proud supporter of your Ketchum Warriors. Buddy Foods sells your favorite ConocoPhillips fuels, so stop by for your next fill-up. Buddy's Foods, 918-782-3671. Go Warriors!
We have breaking news from Vanita, Oklahoma. Your State Farm agent, Austin Brown, has moved to a new location. You can now find his office and team of insurance experts at 3rd and Illinois, one block east of Clanton. Reports indicate you will receive the same great service at the new location, and their commitment to you is still the same. Repeating, Austin Brown's State Farm Insurance Office has moved to the Rock on the Top at 3rd and Illinois. If you need directions or help with your insurance coverages, give them a call, 918-256-6424.
Hi, this is Davies Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley, Oklahoma, and I want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:45 and 6 p.m. for worship. Midweek services, including Awanas and Youth, begin at 6 p.m. So give us a check on the web at www.fbclangley.com or give us a call at 782-2673. First Baptist Church, Langley, proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
And we're back, Warrior fans, sitting here at halftime with a 36-16 lead. Grant, give us a scoring recap.
Miles Monacle has 4. Jaden Martin has 4. Trevor Vanpool has 6. Hunter Chandler and Parker Risen both have 7. And Tyler Goins has 8.
That's some pretty evenly matched scoring there. Everybody getting in the action there. You know, right off the bat, we got up about 7 points. And you could tell that if we really gassed it, full court pressure, everything we have, we could run away with like we did it last year, and you just see Coach Banker kind of tell him to calm down and still playing hard but not immediately going for the shot every time we get the ball. So some good sportsmanship there by Coach Banker, I believe. But nothing spectacular, would you say, Grant, in either direction? Just
now,
hard basketball, playing well, excuse me. Sorry about that, fighting a little bit of bronchitis off. Playing well within our means there, and Morrison giving it all they've got. They're just outmanned today, sitting there at 36-16. Nobody's in foul trouble, only 7 cumulative fouls altogether for the entire team, so that's not going to be an issue at all. And we'll just keep powering right on through this game. And just to remind you, this is a 3-game tournament, so we will be in action again tomorrow on the boys' side. Just looking up here on my bracket here. We're going to play tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. And I didn't look out there on the board. We'll go look here in just a second. But we're going to be playing the winner of Glencoe and Afton, who already played today at 12:20. And we'll let you know who that's going to be in just a moment. But got about 4 minutes left, so we'll send it back to the studio once again. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you're having a wonderful evening. And don't go anywhere. Got another half of men's action, and then followed by the girls' game, which ought to be pretty good. So we'll be back in just 3 minutes and 51 seconds for the second half of the boys' game. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network on sportsbeatok.com.
Gambino's Pizza. You're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza, the largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our
Lobster Pizzas,
the best supreme pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85 in Ketchum.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
Welcome back to Pro Football Rundown with Brady Quinn and Pete Briscoe. I'm Jorge. It's time to look at some Super Bowl odds and who might be that team to put some money on to win the Super Bowl. Pete, I want to talk about the Falcons. You've been hot on Matt Ryan and on this Atlanta team. Atlanta, 10-1 odds to win the Super Bowl. What do you think?
Yeah, that seems low to me. They're one of the great offenses we've seen since the Super Bowl era started, okay? They don't get the credit they do. They put up some amazing numbers, and you're shaking your head over there.
I'm
Brad.
Nodding. I'm saying yes.
Yeah, they are one of the great offenses that we've
seen. They're the greatest show on turf 2016 version.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they are.
And the way Matt Ryan's playing, they're going to be at home for their first playoff game. Then they'll probably have to go to Dallas maybe and win that one. They can win at Dallas. Not like weather's going to be an issue and mess with their offense. They're an offensive machine, and 10-1 odds, that's great odds for the Atlanta Falcons.
It is.
I might pick them to win, to go to the Super Bowl in the NFC. That's
all
how
right.
much I think about it.
Well, 10-1 odds are great odds, but what about 20-1 odds? Those are the odds that the New York Giants have. What do you think about that, Brady?
I love it, and here's why. One, they're twice as good of odds as what you're getting, and my quarterback who I'm picking in these 21 odds, he's won two Super Bowls.
Very good point.
And what do they do well? They rush the passer, and they can throw
They're
the ball.
Also on the road in week one.
That's all right.
Here's you just picked three men.
Of course. But look, I'm saying if you're looking for a value pick.
Oh, I like the value.
That's the value.
That's good
You've
value.
You've got great value in it. And if you look at the teams behind them, I mean, really, you can't get much better odds with a quarterback who's actually won a Super Bowl. See, my quarterback's won two Super Bowls based on my odds. Yours has not. Yours hasn't even gotten to an NFC Championship game, has
he? Yes, he did. He played. He lost. He came 10 yards away from the Super Bowl, and Harry Douglas fell on himself. He would have won.
Well, this isn't horseshoe and hand grenades.
Right.
So it isn't.
Calling all student drivers. Get by Young's Tire in Bonita today and pick up your student discount card. And start saving $3 off your flat repair. The staff at Young's Tire offers quick service, free air check, plus free rotation with your purchase of 4 new tires. Keep up with all their specials by following them on Facebook at Young's Tire. Or give them a call, 918-256-2127. Turn north at the Pizza Hut and follow the signs to Young's Tire at 723 East Tahlequah in Bonita.
You already know that Artichoke Restaurant in Langley serves outstanding steaks, chicken, and seafood. But did you know they cater? So when you are planning your party, reunion, wedding, or corporate event, give the Artichoke a call. 918-782-9855. Visit our cozy dining spot north of Langley on Highway 82. You will see why the Tulsa World has given the Artichoke a 4-star rating. Reservations are recommended and can be made on our website, theartichoke@grand.com, or by calling 918-782-9855.
And we're back. Warrior fans is right on the money. Reisman throws the ball into Chandler. Just take a little moment here and let you know we will be playing Glencoe. As Jaden Martin puts up the shot, it's no good. Rebounded Goins back to Monocle for the three. No good. Rebound Reisman underneath for the layup off the glass. No good. He'll get knocked out of bounds. It'll be Morrison's ball. But anyway, back to the previous game that took place this afternoon at 12:20. I say this with joy in my heart and with, oh my, don't know what we're going to get when we play Glencoe tomorrow. But Glencoe played Afton and beat them 115-67. So, as Monocle steals the ball and heads back down the other way, they don't guard him. He gets the ball to Martin. Either Afton is really, really, really bad or Glencoe is a sight to be seen. So we'll find out tomorrow. But, Monocle puts the ball in. He gets his first 2 points of the second half. 38-16. Once ago, Glencoe beat up Afton this morning. 115-67. That's just a lot of points scored. We got 6:59 here in the third quarter. Jay's letting us know that Glencoe is 10-2 and ranked number 14 in Class A, so obviously they can play a little basketball. So hopefully we'll have a really good game tomorrow against Glencoe. Neely puts the shot up. No good. Hunter Chandler with the rebound. He tries to drive all the way through. I thought he got away with a walk
there. He did get away with a walk.
Scoop layup goes in, and it counts. 40-16, Warriors. Warren Berg with the ball. He dribbles around, kicks it back to Kuhn. Kuhn with the shot. No, he changes his mind. Now he drives in, puts up the shot. No good, and either Goins or Monocle is going to get called on the hack here.
I say Monocle. And it was.
That was Miles. Kuhn's on the line shooting, too. It's 40-16. First shot's in. 6:24 to go in the third quarter. And he'll get ready for a second shot.
It goes in. Score 40-18 now. Hunter Chandler's going to get the ball and come down. Gets it downloaded to Tyler Goins, who gets the turn around and passes it out to Jaden Martin for the three. No good. Rebound, Morrison.
Kuhn with the ball. He gets it back to Womack. Back to Kuhn.
And he throws it out of bounds, trying to get it down to 32, Kuhn. Now the Warriors are going to have the ball. Jaden Martin brings it down. He's going to put up a shot.
Almost.
No good.
Gets his own steal, though. Steals the ball from Ruff.
Miles Monocle puts up a shot. And whoa, that missed everything.
That was the worst three-point attempt Miles has ever taken. He won't do that again.
Nah. Normally he drains those. He wide open in the corner.
Ruff with the ball for Morrison driving in. Hits Kuhn underneath. Miles blocks from behind. No way they could have called a foul on that. He was so far above him.
When Miles isn't trying to swat, he can actually get a few blocks if he just puts his hands up.
Yeah. Reisman with the three, but he misses. Reisman with the rebound on the other end as Masters takes the long three and misses. Parker almost loses the ball on his hip, hangs on to it, scoots on around, puts up the layup.
Ryan Lewis is going to ready to come in.
42-18, Warriors. Masters kicks the ball to Ruff. He launches a three, and he'll make it.
How'd that go in?
He's a pretty decent open shooter. He's got the majority of their points as Chandler comes back to the other side.
Oh!
Cranks one from 10 feet behind the three-point line and makes it.
He just one-upped him. He's like, whatever you can do, I can do better.
When Chandler's in the flow, now Ruff will crank another one from the other side. He misses. Rebound goes to Chandler, oddly enough. When he's in the flow, he does pretty good. But when he starts that garbage right there behind the back, no-look stuff, he got it over to Martin. Martin launched a three, and he overshot the goal by 6 feet.
I've never seen him do that.
Me neither. Masters with the ball to Kuhn. Kuhn will turn around 12-footer. No good. Rebound, Reisman.
We need to calm down. Slow down.
Slow down. Reisman drives in, a little reverse 360 there. That's his trademark move.
Yes.
When he sets it up. He spins all the way around and he nails it. 47-21 is your score. Jay pumping us some good information here. One of Glencoe's losses is to Frontier 8170, who's Class A number 6, who is also in this tournament.
Meanwhile, the Warriors get a steal, and Jaden Martin takes it to the other end and puts a wide-open layup off that end for two.
49-21. Vanpool and Lewis both set to check in. Morrison with the ball. Just dribbling around looking for something. He finds Masters down in the corner. Now to Neely. Back to Masters. Back to Ruff. They're moving the ball around, but we're playing some pretty serious defense. Neely with the ball. Almost got it stolen by Tyler Goins.
Masters gets the ball and takes the three.
No good. Rebound, Hunter Chandler.
Slow down, Hunter.
And took a. I don't know, are they actually going to do it? No. So he said he took a 30-second timeout there to substitute, but we're not going to take the timeout as everybody's already back out on the floor. The officials are like, hey, you took it, you don't have a choice, as Morrison's huddled up there, and all Coach wanted to do is change his lineup right there, so officials letting him do that. So we've got Chandler, Vanpool, Farrar.
Martin and Lewis
on the floor. There's 2:45 left to go in the third quarter, and we're up 49-21. Vanpool inbound the ball to Chandler. He said Vanpool sets a pick. Chandler takes a three, misses. Vanpool trucked all the way down low, got the rebound, put the shot back up, and it's good. 51-21, 30-point lead. Warrenburg with the ball. He picks up his dribble. He's in trouble. He's going to throw it off of Jaden Martin, and it'll stay right there. Morrison Wildcats ball.
Score 51-21, 2 minutes and 22 seconds.
Third quarter action here. Ruppel inbound the ball for Morrison. And he'll get the ball to Warrenburg. Kick it back out. Oh, there's a new guy in the game there. That's the other Coon brother.
And we can't say Jay Coon because they both start
They're
with
both
a J.
They're both J's. So it'll just be Coon and Coon.
I think they're twins because they're both sophomores. And they look alike.
Foul is called on Trevor?
Yes, his third.
2:08 to go, third quarter action, 51-21.
Oh, that was Trevor's first.
Yeah. Free throw is good, 51-22. Hunter Chandler takes the ball to the other end, a little scoop left-handed layup.
I don't know how that went in, but it went in.
Crawled over the rim and went in. Hunter's starting to feel it. When your trash starts falling, you know it's your night. Masters with the ball. Way outside there. Just throwing underneath to Harmon, who puts up the shot. He's fouled from behind by Hunter Chandler. Harmon will go to the line for two.
I thought the swat was clean.
Yeah, he got ball, but I think he got him with his chest, too. Misses the first free throw, second free throw. Misses that. Ryan Lewis with the rebound.
Zach Farrar's wide open on the other side. Not now.
Jaden Martin with the ball now in the corner. Jaden will find Farrar over there. Now back to Lewis, top of the key. Vanpool on the post. He kicks it out to Chandler. Kicks it out to Martin. Back to Vanpool down low. He puts the layup up in. It's good. Some free substitutions. We're not going to mess with calling timeout here. The official's just going to let him do it. At 55-22, who cares, though? On the floor now, we've got Farrar, Vanpool, Reisman, Goins, and Lewis. Warrenburg brings the ball up.
We got three post players.
He gives it to Rupp. Masters cranks a three. No good. Tyler Goins gets the rebound. Knocked out of his hand by one of the Coon brothers, but it'll stay. And Morrison will change a little bit there, too. Let's switch some people in and out. We got a minute 10 to go here in the third. We're up 55-22. Reisman brings the ball up. Goins, he's going to drive in. Tries to kick it out to Lewis, but it gets swiped there.
Better stolen than Teal got the foul there, because he did foul.
That's true. He sure did. He got away with it. Coon brother to the Harmon brother. Back to Warrenburg. Back to the other Coon. Back to Harmon. He'll put up a 12-footer. It's good. 55-24. Parker Reisman brings the ball down now in a hurry. He'll kick it back out to Ryan Lewis for a three. He'll nail it. Everybody feeling it now. 58-24, 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. I don't know how to describe that. The young man Harmon went to throw the ball, and I guess his hand rolled off the side, and it went exactly 1 inch right in front of him, and he grabbed it again in the air. Of course, got called for the walk. Reisman with the ball now, setting up a one-on-one. 14 seconds to go, now 11. He'll put up the shot, no good. Rebound down low to Vanpool. Nope, jump ball. It'll be Morrison's ball. 5.6 seconds to go here in the third.
Nobody had possession long enough for that to be a jump ball.
58-24, 2 seconds to go. Crazy shot by Harmon. No good. That'll take us to the fourth quarter. We'll be back in 1 minute as we're up 58-24. Thanks for listening to the Catch 'Em Warrior Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
To make your laundry chores a little easier, come check out our new commercial Speed Queen front load washers and dryers at Laundry Express, located in Langley and Bonita. The Laundry Express in Langley is located behind Grand Lake Bass Lube on Highway 82. And if you want to drop off your laundry and let us take care of it for you, visit our new location in Bonita at 456 North Wilson. Laundry Express is conveniently open 7 days a week. Laundry Express, a proud supporter of the Ketchum Warriors.
Get ready for the big game by stocking up on snacks and beverages at Buddy's Foods, located in the heart of Ketchum on Highway 85. Buddy Foods is a proud supporter of your Ketchum Warriors. Buddy Foods sells your favorite ConocoPhillips fuels, so stop by for your next fill-up. Buddy's Foods, 918-782-3671. Go Warriors!
And we're back, Warrior fans. Grant, go ahead and give us a scoring recap there.
Ryan Lewis has 3. Parker Reisman has 11. Jade Martin has 6. Tyler Goins has 8. Miles Monaco has 6. Sheriff Ample has 10. And Hunter Chandler has 14.
Morrison takes the ball, heads the other way. The fourth quarter's on the way. On the floor now, we've got Farrar, Vanpool, Chandler, Willie Prine, and Colton Johnson in the game. Neely with the ball for Morrison. Now out to Kuhn. To Rupp. To Neely. They tried to do a pick on Willie. And, well, it didn't work out so well for the young man trying to pick Willie. He landed on the back on the free throw line, and he hit the ground hard. Willie didn't do anything wrong. He just tried to run through the pick, and... Well, he won that battle. He got called for the foul, but he won that battle. Oh, like a pinball, man. That kid squirted 15 feet.
It was fun to watch.
Harmon's going to put up a layup, and it's good. Brian takes the ball out, and he throws it to Chandler. He'll over the Vanpool underneath off the glass. No good. It'll go out of bounds. It'll be Morrison's ball. We're at 7 minutes to go in the ball game. It's 58-26. Kuhn inbounds the ball to Harmon. Now Warrenburg with a crazy long three. It's no good. Rebound to Kuhn, to Rupp, to Harmon. Back to Warrenburg.
Trevor just fouled.
He stole the ball, got it to Colton Johnson. He's taking it the other way for a layup. No good. Colton gets his own rebound, puts it up again, and that's up and in, and that counts.
I thought Trevor should have had the foul bound there.
Yeah. Ryan Lewis comes in. Hunter Chandler will have a seat. 6:33 to go. I want to take a quick opportunity to let our viewing or our listening audience know that today is Grant Vanpool's 18th birthday. So if you know him, please text him or call him or harass him or something and let him know a happy 18th birthday.
Thanks, Dad.
Willie with the rebound underneath. You're welcome. Zach Farrar. Ryan Lewis, he's going to drive in for a shot, and he'll get fouled and go to the line. 6:11 on the clock. We're up 60-26. Ryan Lewis will go to the line for 2. Ryan's first shot is up. Nothing but net. Good shot, Ryan. Ryan's on the line for a second shot. He'll clank that one off the back of the rim. No good. Now Harmon with the ball. They kick it back to Neely. Back to Harmon. Under 6 minutes to go here in the game. Kuhn with the ball now. To Neely. He'll find it. The other Kuhn brother underneath. He'll put up the shot. Willie fights for the rebound against Willie. And Willie knocks it out of bounds off of Willie.
Good commentary there.
He didn't realize there wasn't anybody around him. He was fighting himself. All he had to do was stop. Blown defense there, but they missed the layup. Zach Farrar with the rebound. He takes it back the other way. They're not going to guard him. He launches a three.
He drains it.
And you guys know what happened when Zach Farrar's open. He drains it. 64-26. Harmon brings the ball up now. To Kuhn. To Masters. To the other Kuhn brother. Back to Harmon. Womack with the ball. Back to Harmon. He puts up shot. No good. Rebound Ryan Lewis. Zach Farrar, another wide open three. He'll miss that one. Womack with the rebound. Under five to go in the ball game now. Kuhn with the ball. He thought about a 16-footer, changed his mind. Throws the ball to his brother. Now to Womack. He'll put up a 16-footer. It's no good. Should have had over the back there, but they let it go. Colton Johnson with the rebound, so it's immaterial. Now to Ryan Lewis. Now to Willie. Back to Ryan. Ryan's going to sweet dish off there to Trevor Vanpool. He'll put it in and score. Lewis and Vanpool will have a seat, and in will come Young and the younger Chandler brother, Mr. Austin, on the floor.
I want to see Hunter and Austin play together because that's got to be a good team up.
Yeah. Kuhn with the ball to Masters. He dribbles in, kicks it out to his brother. He'll put up a 12-footer, no good. Once again, Willie's going to fight for that rebound. And somehow they throw it off of him, but he's able to grab a hold of it. Now to Zach Farrar. 4 minutes to go in the ball game, and we're up 66-26. Austin Chandler launches a three, no good.
Oh, we were hoping that one was going.
Womack's going to dribble in. Should have shot the layup. Nobody was on him. He didn't realize that. He'll kick the ball to Harmon. He puts up the shot. No good. Rebound Willie. Willie will get the ball out to Colton Johnson. Colton's going to press. He tries to do Parker Reisman's move, and you can tell the difference between the young freshman.
Not as tall.
Yeah, and Parker. That didn't work out so well for him. Kuhn with the shot. He misses. Johnson with the rebound on the backside. He'll take it all the way to the other end. He kicks it back out to Willie. Oh. Blows the whistle just so they can substitute three guys in and out there. Good call by the official. Doing a good job of sportsmanship and just letting those guys come on in. Got a stoppage of play. 3:12 on the clock.
Drain the three, Willie.
Willie's going to take a three, and the backboard will never be the same. Boom! He didn't make it, just in case you were wondering. I don't think Willie has any clue how strong he is.
He can shoot, though, something.
Yeah, he can. He's got a sweet touch, especially for a big man. He went up there and got that rebound, and he gets it to Farrar. Farrar heads the other way. We're 2:42 left in the game. Young, Shelton Young from the corner for a three, in and out, no good. They don't block out. He picks up his own rebound, goes up for the layup and puts it in. Good job.
Shelby Young.
Shelby, excuse me, I said Shelton. Good job, Shelby. Gets in the scoring column. Pure hustle right there. 68-26. 2:18 to go in the ball game. Not really been in ever in contest he was going to win the game. We got up 7-9, kept it around 10-12 for a little bit, but then that was it. Willie's got the ball, lobs it underneath to Zach Farrar. He'll put up a layup. Farrar will go to the bench, and so will Willie Prine. Vince Vaughn and Cole Austin in the game. So we're sitting there, and as I look out there, Grant Kirkmith on long, we're sitting out there with all freshmen, right?
No. Shelby Young is not a freshman.
Shelby Young's sophomore, okay. Vince Bond's going to take a three. He's going to nail it. Vince is going to get in the scoring column. 73-28. Minute 26 to go. I'm just going to give Coach Banker some kudos. If he hadn't pulled off the hounds early, we'd be way up over 100 now. Have not really been pressing it. We're already in the mid-70s. shot there is no good. Colton Johnson with the rebound. Once again, we're going to have just an open substitution here. Vince Vaughn will take the ball back out of half court. Minute 12 to go in this ball game. It's 73-28. Austin Chandler with the three. No good. Morrison with the rebound. They head back the other way. Under a minute to go now. He walked about four times there. Official had Grace on him. Just remember the as Shelby tries to drive in and put up a layup, he misses. And say, remember the difference between Grace and Mercy. Grace is receiving something that we don't deserve, all off salvation in Christ Jesus, and Mercy is not receiving what we do deserve. So make your life full of grace and mercy both directions.
Colton Johnson takes the shot, misses everything, goes down to the other end. Morrison puts up a shot, no good, and Colton gets the rebound.
24 seconds to go. Austin Chandler just going to dribble the game out near the half-court circle. 17 seconds to go. He's watching that clock go down. 2-1-0. We'll take a 90-second break, and we'll be back with the game recap as our Ketchum Warriors have spunked the Wildcats from Morrison 73-28. We'll be back in 90 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
We have breaking news from Vanita, Oklahoma. Your State Farm agent, Austin Brown, has moved to a new location. You can now find his office and team of insurance experts at 3rd and Illinois, one block east of Clanton. Reports indicate you will receive the same great service at the new location, and their commitment to you is still the same. Repeating, Austin Brown's State Farm Insurance Office has moved to the Rock on the Top at 3rd and Illinois. If you need directions or help with your insurance coverages, give them a call, 918-256-6424.
Hi, this is Davies Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley, Oklahoma, and I want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:45 and 6 p.m. for worship. Midweek services, including Awanas and youth, begin at 6 p.m. So give us a check on the web at www.fbclangley.com or give us a call at 782-2673. First Baptist Church, Langley, proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior athletics. Go Warriors!
As Old Man Winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumber yard.
And we're back, Warrior fans, after pretty good effort on our part as we put away Morrison pretty handily. Grant, go ahead and give us a game scoring recap, sir.
Shelby Young had two. Vince Vaughn had three. Ryan Lewis had four. Zach Farrar had five. Miles Monacle and Jaden Martin both had six. Tyler Goins had eight. Parker Reisman had 11. Trevor Vanpool had 12. And Hunter Chandler had 14.
Well, that's about as evenly matched scoring as you can possibly get there. That's almost all every Warrior that got in the game got a point, but just probably two or three of them. But really fantastic game there. We played well. Obviously, Morrison struggled, and they didn't have the athleticism or the game plan there. They're just in a downtime in their program right now, and we wish them well. We got out of that game without any fouls, any injuries, or any really bad attitudes or anything. So that's a good warm-up coming off the Christmas break for us. We will play to the boys, excuse me. We'll play tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, and that will be against Glencoe. Excuse me, I apologize for my cough. And remember, Glencoe took care of Afton Day 115-67. So hopefully we're in for one really, really good boys basketball game tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Meanwhile, our Lady Warriors are on the court getting ready to start their warm-up as they'll be taking on Tonkawa momentarily. There's about 8 minutes and 20 seconds on the clock, so we'll take a little break and send it back to the studio. And we'll be back for the ball game here in just a little bit. Thanks again so much for tuning in and listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network here on SportsBeatOK.com.
You're listening to the Grand Lake Radio Network. Your favorite hits all the time.